نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين Honorable Sheikh, respected brothers, Alhamdulillah, we've had very good programs, inspirational kalam, which has been explained in a beautiful way, lessons on Iman, and inshallah will be followed by talks from our Hazrat also. In the meantime, a breather for me, so something light-hearted. So coming back, going from the serious, little bit light-hearted, and then again, something very serious. My respected brothers, all of us understand and accept that the basics of our deen, as Hazrat Mufti Sahib also mentioned just now, is Imaniyat, which he elaborated upon, mainly Iman on the unseen, belief in the unseen, and then those zahiri actions, which again he counted out, and then he mentioned the last one regarding our akhlaq and the qualities of the heart. And the qualities of the heart, when they are taken upon individually, nobody rejects it. Nobody rejects contentment. Nobody rejects ikhlas. Nobody rejects tawakkul, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Mufti Sahib also explained, humility. Nobody rejects. Everybody says these are very good traits and everybody should strive to achieve those qualities in that. In the same way, those reprehensible qualities, those evil qualities of the heart, everybody says they are evil. Nobody will come and say to you that pride is good or jealousy is good. But my dear brothers, when it is put in a collective form and it is given a certain name and how to achieve it, there people start having doubts then. That what is this? What is this tasawuf? What is this going to a sheikh and all? Then they start having doubts. But my dear brothers, when people go with a true heart and talab-e sadiq, then Allah Ta'ala opens it up. I want to mention a few incidents from our kabirin. Alhamdulillah, the lives of our kabirin is very close to our heart of our Hazrat also. He keeps on drawing our attention to the kabirin of the last 50-100 years ago, because these are the akabirin with whom which we can relate. So I was sitting with Hazrat Maulana Sajjad Sahib Rahmat Barakatuhum one day after Eid, on the Eid night after Maghrib. One previous night we just took the name of Qari Siddiq Sahib, and Maghrib to Isha, how it passed, just went flew. And I thought the following Eid, let me talk about his father. I just mentioned that Hazrat Maulana Manzoor Sahib ke koi zyada bade khulafa to nahi the, koi mashhoor khulafa nahi the. So then he started opening up who his father was. He's saying that my father, whenever he had so much ikhlas in him, he saw anybody with potential in the literary field, he would direct that person to Hazrat Maulana Ali Miyasab Rahmatullah Ali. If somebody saw, if somebody is in the Dawati work, he would say, you go to Nizamuddin. If somebody was in Hadith, he would say, you go to Saharanpur. And the simple people, the rickshaw pullers, the rickshaw and those coolies and all, these are the people my father took under his care. And he would go and explain to them. And he would sit in a rickshaw and tell that person, look here, you are working, this is your sweat and toil, look after this money, don't go and waste it. And then he recounted the last few days about his father. Now before that he told us about when Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi had passed away. Now he said he scanned the world that who can I get guidance from now. This is one thing we have to take, that until we die, we will always require guidance. And we'll always require somebody on top of us to guide us. So then his nazar fell on Hazrat Maulana Faqir Muhammad Sahib was one of the few existing Khulafa of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was based in Madina Munawwara at that time. So he sent a message with Maulana Sajjad Sahab, who was studying in Madina Munawwara at that time, that I used to take guidance. My Shaykh was Hazrat Maulana Raipuri Rahmatullah Alayhi. After that, I referred to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi. Now Hazrat Shaykh has passed away. So my nazar has fell on you, that I want you to become my guide. Hazrat Maulana Sajjad Sahab said, the cheekh nikal gayi. Hazrat Maulana Fakir Muhammad Sahab said, who am I? Where am I? But then he said, I will go and present it to the mazar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this is the gawahi one Allah wala has given about me. So Allah said, they make large of it and accept this. So my dear brothers, it shows how our Akabirin were worried about themselves right till their death. Till when he was a member of the Shura of Darul Deoband. He was a member of the committee of Jamia Islamia in Madiya. He was a member of Rabatia Alami Islami in everything, all the honors he had. But he still was worried about himself. Now coming back, that's how did he come into touch with this very noble field where you worry about your heart. He writes that in the 1360s, that equates to around about 1940s or something, that due to certain events, and when you go back in history, that was about the time when he and Maulana Ali Mian Sahab had left Maududi, right? And then they went, and he said, I was looking for some peace and tranquility. I felt, let me, there were other Buzruks around, but let me go to Raipur. It's a village, serene, nobody is there, cut out from the world. And there I found people making zikr and all. And I went to the Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali. I presented my doubts. And this was not in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the way these zirbs are going on and all. He said, no, you don't worry about that. You do your work, writing, lecturing and all that. These are simple people who come to me. But he said, I just stayed there. And slow by slow, Allah Ta'ala opened up my heart. I started reflecting. If this field was not right, then all the Akabirin of the past, they would not have adopted it. I see that Hazrat Mujaddid Sahib had adopted it. Hazrat Shah Waliullah Sahib had adopted it. I see Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi adopted it. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi adopted it. Everybody had adopted it. There must be something in it. Now that talab was coming. And he was clearing his heart. Then Hazrat Raipuri Rahmatullah opened to him. Okay, no, this is the reality, that sometimes certain things might not have taken place in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the methods in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam might not be conducive this time. That sohbat, that personality of our predecessors, that might not be there. So now something else is required. And this is what is required. So this is not bidat. And this sort of changed him. And then Hazrat, when he was passing, going back, he said, and then one other objection was that these people, and this is a, you know, general objection of the modernists, Maududi has also written quite a bit on it, that these people are lethargic, fatalistic, they are not active, they don't do anything, they just leave everything on tawakkul. Then when he was going back, he said, okay, what you do, now you go and visit Nizamuddin for a couple of times. Pass some days there. So then he included Hazrat Maulana. I had heard of Maulana Ilyas Sahib and the work he was doing. But when Maulana Raipuri told that go and visit Nizamuddin, that sparked a thing in me that no, I must go there now. So he went to Nizamuddin. And then when he saw the fikr which Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi had, then it's as if Hazrat Raipuri was trying to tell him that you feel that these people of the Khanka, those people who have been, Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi spent the formative years of his age, between the age of 10 and 20, between the age of 10 and 20, which is the formative age in a person's life, in the Khanka of Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Maulana Ali Mian Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi writes that sometimes Maulana Ilyas Sahib would get up at the night and he would be beqarar, restless, until he would have a look at the face, noble countenance of Hazrat Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh, and then he would find peace. He said, agar ye fana fi shaykh nahi hai, to ye aur kya cheez hai? So, he went to see Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and he saw the fikr and the turp and the restlessness he had about the ummah. He said, as if Hazrat Raipuri was trying to tell me that you feel that this people of the Khanka, this products of the Khanka, alhamdulillah, we see the turp of our shaykh, Damat Barakatuhum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that the fikr, the talab, and all the activities which are going on here. Then we see that who can claim that these people are fatalistic, these people are lethargic, these people are doing nothing. You go there, you see in Nizamuddin, that a product of our system, what is he achieving? And it is open in front of the eyes. So my dear brothers, we have to make qadr of all our kabirin. Our Shaykh, Damat Barakatuhum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him all the fields. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him pay focus on a field which has been neglected over the past centuries, you could say, is a field of Islam. And alhamdulillah, we can see the benefits on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me also the tawfiq to derive maximum benefit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq to derive maximum tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give our Shaykh a long and a healthy life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take him to greater and greater stages. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pass some of it. And through his grace, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us also. Jazakallah.